5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, a big weekend for Washington area sports fans, which is why I'm glad to have a Washington Post sports reporter with us. Cindy Boren joins us this morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is incredible. Let's start with hockey. This is one Russian we want to collude with. Alex Ovechkin. He's unbelievable. Two back-to-back hat tricks in both the season opener and the home opener. Tell us about it.
I think that qualifies as being on fire. I'm not sure how you say that in Russian, but are you that surprised with Alex Ovechkin starting this way? I mean, he's traditionally, you know, the scoring leader in the NHL. He's always scoring, always getting hat tricks. You know, I guess maybe it was a little surprising just because traditionally people are a little slow to start the season. But, you know, I mean, it's Alex Ovechkin being Alex Ovechkin.
He's the first player since the NHL's inaugural season to open a season with consecutive hat tricks. So it's pretty cool that we have a legend in our midst here in the Washington area.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Let's move over to the Nationals because they're kind of plowing ahead in the playoffs too. They've now evened up this latest series 1-1. How do you see it going? Do you think the Nationals have an easy road ahead of them, or is this going to continue to be a challenge?
If the last game had been an ordinary game, you know, with them winning, you know, scoring runs early and just holding on to the lead, the bullpen coming in, you know, an ordinary baseball game, typical, I would have said I thought the Cubs probably were still in control. Now, I have no idea. I think, you know, it was so emotional, and it was such a boost with Harper's game-tying home run and then Ryan Zimmerman's game-winning home run. You know, if you're the Cubs, you know, you've got to be pretty thrilled about being back in Wrigley among all those Cubs fans and Bill Murray. But, you know, I think it certainly switches the momentum to the Nationals, even though it's tied 1-1. And, you know, they have Max Scherzer going today for whatever he's going to be able to give to them.
Yeah, their relievers looking good this weekend as well. The pitching kind of came through in the end for the Nationals as they were able to tie this thing up, of course, on those home runs. And then we've got Game 3 today, where they're going to be at Wrigley today. And that game, I believe, starts around 4 o'clock this afternoon. So, you know, a lot of Washington area Nats fans going to be paying close attention to that one.
Sure, and it's a holiday. Why not? It's a Columbus Day holiday for the federal government workers, so they can all watch the game. Some of us will be working, though.
Yes, it may include watching a game, which is awesome.
Which is a fantastic way to spend. It's a great job to have, right?
It is.
Cindy, wanted to talk about Vice President Pence walking out of the game with the Colts and the 49ers. Do you view that as a publicity stunt? Some of the people are saying, hey, some of the players especially, you know, saying, oh, it was a publicity stunt. And one of our listeners sent me a message saying, player bemoans publicity stunt against a publicity stunt. Is that how it's being seen in the sports world as a publicity stunt?
I think it is, honestly. You know, I mean, he was in Las Vegas. He got on a plane, flew to Indianapolis. And, you know, anybody who's paid any attention whatsoever, and I know he has weightier things on his mind than sports, but someone in his office certainly had to have told him, oh, you know, the Colts play the 49ers, and they kneel all the time. You know, I mean, this is where Colin Kaepernick was playing when he started this whole thing. So, there had to be an awareness of that, and then he got on a plane and went back to California. I think people are rightly questioning it, you know, as an expenditure of taxpayer money. You know, that's a pretty expensive jaunt on a Friday, on a Sunday.
Well, people, clearly, you know, some, you know, I think even Trump's supporters are like, well, it very well, as you said, could have been premeditated. But I think there are people that think, you know what, regardless, it was an important message to send that you stand for the American flag and you don't stand for people who are going to take a knee on it.
It also helps them. The message is getting muddled, and the players know that. Their intention was not to cast aspersions on military members or on the flag. Their intent is to raise awareness of police brutality, social injustice. So, you know, their message is getting co-opted here, and they're trying to kind of seize the narrative back.
It's
seesawing back and forth.
Yeah, it's been a mess since the beginning, and the clarity with which that's been conveyed has really not been there. And that's been a disservice to those players. Cindy, I want to ask you just as a female sports reporter about the news of the last week, which was Cam Newton calling on, again, a female reporter in a press conference. I believe it was last Wednesday. And when he called on her, he made a joke of the fact that she even knew what a route was in the NFL. How did you react to that?
I was stunned. I felt like I'd fallen into a Wayback machine of some sort. When I first started in the business, a baseball player once threw a blow dryer at me in the locker room, and I kind of thought that those days had passed, and it just shows you that, you know, really they haven't. I mean, Cam Newton isn't necessarily the most aware. I mean, let's face it, pro athletes aren't. They're pretty self-centered. But to say something like that, you know, I don't even know what he was thinking. Maybe he was thinking he was being cute or something. But, you know, this is a woman who's covered the NFL. She's now in her second season covering the team. She's around. He knows her. And, you know, I don't really think that gender qualifies a person. You know, I think that a person of any gender can draw a play or talk about a route. And I think there's a coach in San Francisco, a woman in San Francisco, who can draw him up. And, you know, Rex Ryan talked about that yesterday, too, when he hired a female when he was coaching the Bills. So, you know, I mean, it just feels like a really tired argument that we're having.
I agree. By the way, I think there's some intersection between players being self-centered on that question and on the American flag one. That's just an opinion, just throwing it out there. Cindy, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
All right, 7:44.